This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado wants to expand the five-star program pioneered by Mesa County. It exempts some businesses from COVID restrictions as long as safety measures are in place. Dr. Mark Johnson with Jefferson County Public Health says that's risky given the spread of the virus right now.
Until we get this virus under control, you're never going to have the economy that you think you're going to. It's going to continue to scare people from going into businesses. It's going to continue to batter the economy.
The state has not yet decided whether to expand the program to counties that want to participate. State lawmakers have resupplied an emergency housing program just as demand is increasing. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
As the latest wave of the coronavirus hit and unemployment benefits started to expire last month, Colorado saw demand double for the pandemic programs that help pay housing bills. Here's Allison George, State Housing Director.
We were averaging around $1.2 million of requests a week. And then in November, we saw that jump to about $2.4, $2.5 million a week.
The state programs pay rent and mortgage bills. They have limited funding, but lawmakers in the special session dedicated another $54 million to the cause, which could keep the money flowing for several months longer. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Flags are at half-staff on public buildings today to remember those who died at Pearl Harbor on this date in 1941. More than 2,300 people were killed in the surprise attack by Japan on the U.S. naval base in Hawaii. This is CPR News.